Je voudrais
I would now like to introduce you Lucie Levasseur, who is the first General President from Quebec and from the National Education Sector Post-Secondary Quebec. Lucie also works on the National Task Force on Women. Lucie.
Brothers and sisters, good evening. I'd like to welcome you to Quebec. Welcome to Montreal. As General Vice President of QP and President of QP Quebec, it's a real pleasure for me to welcome you in Montreal. You come from all corners of the country, this beautiful country, and the complete representation of QP Canada is here tonight, and we're quite proud for this. This convention is the organization of the National Working Committee on Women's Participation Work from 2005 to 2007. I had an opportunity to take part in the work of this working group, which was a very interesting work. I worked with exceptional women, women who opened my eyes to a Canadian reality of women's equality. I recognize some of the faces here this evening. I know that there's some of us here. I hope they're all there. I would ask you to rise, the people who worked on the working group on women's participation. Please rise. I'm asking you to give them a good hand. I think that we did incredible work, all of us together. I'd like to thank the staff members who were assigned to this file, who shared with us their expertise in this area, their knowledge, their great advice. Thank you very much, dear sisters. I hope that this conference, which is opening now, will allow us to live an experience of where the pieces of the puzzle will come together and where there will be a current between participants and where the we will see the light at the end of the road. We are working as unionized members and trying to reach the objectives of women's equality. Our final goal is complete equality between men and women. This goal may seem unrealistic, and it may seem very distant in the future, but I'd like to remind you of the road that was covered by pioneers such as Robert and Madame Parent. And if we accept this victory and we allow ourselves to continue their wake, I think that the goal will come ever closer. I think that we can imagine that the road to this objective will take the form of working conditions that we want to implement. We want to come to the table with winning recipes, assets that will increase our bargaining strength, and we want to rise from the table with better wages for women, good pension plans, a good work family balance, and excellent benefits. And I'd like to give you some advice. Don't listen to your opponents, the pessimists, that would like us to cancel our mission. They're already starting to tell us there's a crisis, there's a recession going on. We have to tighten our belts. We have to sacrifice ourselves. And for a number of months now, the working women have agreed on a slogan in this respect. It's not up to us to pay for their crisis. The working women saw the crisis coming with the stagnation of wages, the increased inequality, and with everything going to the private sector, everything being unregulated. We saw this coming from a long distance. The predators of finance who weakened our institution and our service to increase their speculative bubble. We cautioned them, we opposed their actions as much as we could, but we weren't listened. And now, who will pick up the pieces? Is it us, women? Quite to the contrary. We have to take the argument of the crisis and turn it against them. If we reduce women's working conditions to put equality on the shelf, the crisis will only get worse. If we want to come out of this crisis, we have to break this the cycle of poverty, debt, and marginalization of women. The growth will resume only on a sound basis, with the improvement of our wages, of our living conditions, with a dynamic public services and short resources that meet human needs and not the needs of speculation. So to succeed, to fuel our determination, we want to instill ourselves with the spirit of Montreal the Rebel. Last fall, 500 young feminists met here, and 4,000 people demonstrated against Bill C-184, which wanted to cancel our rights. And there's the federal elections of last December, and the in the region of Montreal, believe it or not, the Tories obtained zero positions out of 34, or zero seats out of 34, and this is due to women's vigilance. Isn't that fantastic? So, once again, I'd like to welcome you in Montreal, but especially thank you for being there. Thank you for having come here, traveled, and freed yourself. Thank you for your commitment, and I wish you a great convention full of meetings and discoveries. Have a nice week.